I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Utah Fraternal Order of Police says the understaffed Salt Lake City Police Department could have responded quicker to noise complaints before Utah football player Aaron Lowe was shot and killed. The union says SLCPD and the city need to step up and hire more officers. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, a day before the start of training camp, Jazz officials announced every single player on the team has gotten their COVID shot. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have an accident remaining on I-15. It's on the southbound side, a small one at 2600 South Woods Cross, but it is out of traffic on the shoulder. In fact, the only spot of slowing you're going to see on southbound I-15 right now is going through Utah County between American Fork to Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoky skies today with extra warm temperatures, but a cool down is coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 86 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. An R&B superstar could be headed to prison for decades.
Today's verdict brings an end to Robert Kelly's decade-long reign of terror over many vulnerable girls, boys, and young women.
Peter Fitzhugh, the special agent in charge on the verdict reached by a New York jury on its second day of deliberations. More from ABC's Stephanie Rollers.
R&B singer R. Kelly facing decades in prison for 8 counts of sex trafficking and 1 count of racketeering. Over the course of 6 weeks, jurors hearing testimony from 50 witnesses, some of them victims. During the trial, Kelly's defense team alleging that accusers were just jilted lovers. His lawyers saying they planned to appeal today's decision.
Kelly faces trials in Illinois and Minnesota. A test vote on a spending bill to avert a government shutdown fails to get the 60 votes needed in the Senate to pass. The House votes Thursday on the infrastructure portion of President Biden's Build Back Better plan. ABC's Robin Roberts asking former President Obama about the plan to raise taxes on the wealthy to pay for it.
Anybody who pretends that it's a hardship for billionaires to pay a little bit more in taxes so that a single mom gets child care support, or so that we can make sure that our communities aren't inundated by wildfires and floods, and that we're doing something about climate change for the next generation. You know, that's an argument that is unsustainable.
Mr. Obama speaking to ABC News on the eve of the groundbreaking of his presidential center. You can hear the entire interview tomorrow on Good Morning America. The president got a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
Ever think you'd be seeing your press coming to watch someone get a shot in the old days? Me either.
He encouraged everyone to get vaccinated and receive booster shots if they qualify. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Shining a light on domestic violence.
Utah is no stranger to the tough subject of domestic violence, and it's a topic on many people's minds after the murder of Gabby Petito. Shining a light on domestic violence, KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more.
For the last few years, Utah has trended above the national average for domestic violence cases.
1 in 3 women in Utah will experience domestic or sexual violence in their lifetime. Nationally, that's 1 in 4. During COVID, it crept up to 1 in 3 nationally. For men in Utah, it's 1 in 7
Liz Solis with the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition says the worst-case scenario, domestic homicide was higher than normal last year, and while official numbers for this year aren't available yet, she says it's been steady. Allies with Families Executive Director Jen Oxborough says it's heartbreaking, but cases like Gabby Petito's usually create an influx of calls for help to the state's domestic violence link line.
Anytime a story ran, we saw more calls come in on that hotline, and that's heartbreaking, but it's also hopeful for me because it means that people are listening and understanding and trying to promote safety.
Solis and Oxborough say it's important for people in toxic relationships, concerned loved ones, and even abusers who want to stop to know that help is available. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
If you or someone you know is experiencing domestic abuse, help is available on the Utah Domestic Violence Link Line. Here's the phone number, 1-800-897-5465. KSL News Time 620. It's time to past time to bring you up to speed. Triple Team Traffic. We're brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky, sorry I'm late.
No worries at all. We are all clear. Southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, and that's from downtown to the Utah County line. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is also seeing a very good drive. No problems there. And we do have one surface street crash, an auto versus motorcycle or bike. This is going to be State Street, approximately 2400 South. Michelle?
Well, we are clearing out pretty nicely. This is southbound I-15. Still seeing some delays, though. This is between American Fork and Linden. Again, the worst is at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. For drivers on 2100 North in Lehigh, that's also busy just west of the freeway. And for drivers up in Summit County, northbound Highway 40 easing nicely. Steve?
Got some leftover slowdowns on northbound I-15 in Davis County at Hillfield Road in Layton up to Hill Air Force Base. Still have a crash on the ramp southbound I-15 at 2600 South from Woods Cross right now. That's on the right shoulder. And we're all clear now. Highway 89 between Lagoon and Harrison Boulevard. Now at Siegel Books, save an additional 20% on already reduced sweet salt clothing clearance items, dresses and tops for casual, everyday, or dressy events. Lots of styles to choose from. At Siegel Book, Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your seven-day forecast. And Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, what a nice day. Tons of sunshine, a little smoky, but we're going to see a big-time drop in temperatures, complements of a cold front. That cold front arrives Tuesday morning. Look for highs only in the 70s. Mostly cloudy skies, a chance for a few rain showers in Salt Lake City, but a better chance from Provo south into central and southern Utah. Gets even cooler on Wednesday, a high of only 62 under partly cloudy skies early, and then mostly sunny skies by afternoon. All sunshine to finish the week with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Plenty of sunshine for the weekend with temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 88 degrees. KSL News Time 622.
Do the news headlines or those strangely vacant grocery store shelves give you that quiet sense that it's time to prepare? But some emergency food storage can be so costly, and you wonder, will my family actually eat this? Or will it still taste fresh when we need it? At Wheatland Seed, we provide families real food, properly packaged, so you can use it every day or store it for up to 25 years. Foods that are affordable, nutritious, and taste great, like wheat, rice, oats, sugar, and beans. Come check out the great sale going on now, like premium baking wheat, 25 pounds for just $19. Order online for local pickup or for home delivery at wheatlandseed.com. That's wheatlandseed.com.
Tim and Amanda here to let you know that your Utah Honda dealers are celebrating their biggest sales event of the year. It's called the Honda Summer Sales Event. And not only do they have great inventory, but they need your trade-in right now, and they are offering top dollar for it. Swing into Stockton 12 Honda in Sandy and say hi to Shane and take that passport for a drive today. What a beautiful vehicle. Comes with 20-inch alloy wheels, and as far as creature comforts go on the inside, that tri-zone climate control makes sure that not just the driver, but even the folks in the back are comfortable.
Now, I own a Honda Accord, and my next car is going to be a Honda Accord Hybrid because I love the Accord. It's so comfortable. The inside is so quiet. The leather and the heated and ventilated seats and the wireless phone charger. If you're thinking about a wonderful new commuter car for yourself, check out the Honda Accord.
Come check out all the inventory and the great sale prices during the Honda Summer Sales Event. The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealer.
It's time to buy that suit you've been holding off on. Mr. Mack has the right suit at the right price for any occasion. Visit them at one of their 9 Mr. Mack locations.
Life has taught you many lessons, like not to put off the important stuff, spending quality time with your family, asking your uncle to share stories from the old days, telling your spouse that you love them. Cigna wants you to know the same goes for your annual checkup. Yearly preventative care and screenings can help detect health issues before they become bigger and more difficult to treat. With doctor's offices keeping things safe, it's a great time to call and make that appointment. It's also a great time to stay connected with those important people in your life. But if you're having trouble getting back out there or not feeling like yourself, that's something you can talk to your doctor about. Hug your family today and schedule your annual checkup today, because life has taught you well.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contracted with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
Breaking news on KSL. Moab's police chief is taking a leave of absence. We've just learned that Chief Brett Edge is taking family medical leave for an undetermined period of time. It's unclear if this is in any way related to the Moab Police Department's handling of Gabby Petito or that unsolved double murder of another local couple. We're waiting for any comment from the police department in Moab. KSL News Time 625. We're watching Utah's money now. New home sales continue to rise, up 1.5% last month. That was above expectations. The housing market remains one of the strongest sectors of the post-pandemic economy. Google is building a feature for travelers, so now you can pick a hotel that's eco-friendly. You ask Google to search for hotels. Some on the list now will have a tag that says Echo Certified next to a green leaf. And I don't know if you're supposed to say it Echo or eco, I'm just not sure. But by clicking the little thing, it'll tell you what sustainable practice the hotel does. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 71 points, the S&P lost a dozen, and the NASDAQ was also down 77 points. Don't expect any new James Bond movies anytime soon. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
And the next James Bond will be, we won't know this year. Bond producer Barbara Broccoli tells BBC Radio 4's Today that as of right now, they're not thinking about who might replace Daniel Craig, who's played 007 for the past 15 years and will do it again for the last time in the upcoming film No Time to Die. Broccoli says they want Craig to have his time of celebration, and they'll start thinking about the future next year. That won't stop the speculation. Names including Reggae Jean Page, Idris Elba, and Henry Cavill are floating around in the ether. No Time to Die hits theaters a week from Friday, and Tuesday's world premiere in London will be streamed live on Facebook. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.